Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the pre-show. Here we are on Tuesday, the last day of June.
What?
Wow, halfway through 2020. How's 2020 been for all of you so far? Good, boring, uneventful. I'm just curious.
The roaring 20s, right?
It's just been kind of ho-hum for me. Not much going on. But anyway, thank you guys for listening this morning. We appreciate you checking in, as always, on Twitter, at Mercedes in the AM. Melissa is checking in. So is Eric, Mike, Kevin, Lisa, Walter, Becca, all listening. Also checking in on our Mercury Auto Spa studio line at 702-364-9400 is Jasmine and Jocelyn. We have Miss Kit Kat, Austin, Rick, Diana, Sarah, Rudy, Cujo, Perla, Fern, Ryan, Deborah, Aubrey, Lance, Nurse Catherine, Melissa, and Francis, all listening. Yeah, it's been the roaring 20s for me, definitely. How about you?
Yeah. It's been a slow year. I wish there would be some action this year. Something to talk about, at least.
I know. It's like, what's going on? Nothing. Okay.
Boring.
Yeah, it's definitely not been that at all. And I'm hoping the second half of the year goes much more smoother, but who knows? At this point, nothing would surprise me, really. I was looking at this list, and we totally have to bring it up later this morning about, I'm sure you saw it, the things you've said recently that would make no sense in 2019. And I was laughing so hard at that list this morning. It's like things like, they wouldn't let me into the bank because I wasn't wearing a mask. Mm-hmm. Imagine if we would have said that last year. People would be like, huh?
You robbing a bank? What's going on?
That makes no sense. And so we totally got to bring that up later on this morning. So anyway, how are you doing this morning?
You brought the big guns this morning.
I had to bring my husband's SUV to work this morning. Yes, there's something wrong with my car. Well, it's wrong with my radio. It just keeps going in and out. And so that's happened one time before, and it was an update that needed to be done to the system. I don't know. And so it keeps cutting in and out. I'll listen for like 5 minutes, and then it'll say no signal. And I'm like, oh, so he's going to take that in this morning. So I had to drive his big honking SUV.
That's a big one.
Oh,
that's huge. A big boy.
When I drive it, I feel like, first of all, I feel like I'm sitting on top of the world. I'm like, I'm so much taller than everyone. But I get nervous driving it. I feel like I'm spilling over into the other lanes. You know, kind of like when you wear tight jeans, ladies, and you sit down and your fat goes over the edge. I feel like the fat of the car is going over the edges. And so I get nervous driving it, but it's just a temporary thing. It should be done by today.
You don't need a CDL to drive that thing?
Oh, what's that?
A commercial driver's license?
Yeah, I'm not sure if I do, but yeah, it's a big one. And aside from that, it's blocking the driveway, and because we're having to park it in the driveway right now since we're doing this remodel. My husband's half of the garage has turned into our storage area. And so he can't park in there. So it was funny the way he parked it last night. He said, because sometimes I'd forget to switch cars and I just go in mine, and then he'd have to come here and switch them out. And he said, I parked it. So if you forget, you're going to hit my car.
It's a perfect reminder.
But I'm like, I don't even look behind me when I back out. So
you've got sensors
just hit
and stuff. Don't you have sensors and reverse cameras and all bells and whistles that. There's a car behind you. Stop.
Yeah. So yeah, I remember, luckily, but it's big.
I do that kind of memory game, too. In the middle of the night, I'll remember something. Like, I need to do something for work. Or, hey, make sure you do this before the show starts. And instead of grabbing my phone and making a note, I'll throw something on the floor. I'll take a pillow off the bed, and I'll throw it on the floor. And I'll tell myself, when you wake up and see that pillow on the floor in the morning, that's your reminder to do whatever. And I do that often. But there are times where I'll wake up, And I'm like, why is there a pillow in the middle of the floor in the middle of the room?
Ugh,
how'd that get here?
Put this back where it
belongs. Yeah, but they put forgetting that the night before, that me throwing that pillow down was supposed to remind myself to do whatever I was supposed to do.
That's so funny you do that. I do the exact same thing, and I did that this morning with the car. I always get my coffee mug out ready in the morning, and I get my little K-cup ready, and I said, I'm going to turn it upside down.
Mm-hmm.
So when I go to make my coffee in the morning, I'll be like, why is this upside down? But I still forgot.
Yeah. Does anybody else do that? Because you don't want to, I mean, sure, you could grab your phone, make a note. But then, to me, you're waking up more. I try to stay more in a slumber when I wake up throughout the night. Yeah, throw something on the ground, throw something against the wall, and that's your reminder. The downside is, if you wake up and don't remember what that reminder was for,
And you're going to be annoyed that there's something on the floor, or your coffee cup is
Yeah, why is
down.
My coffee cup upside down?
How was your birthday?
It was good. It was awesome. The friends came over. We had cake.
I got distracted because I'm looking at one of the texts, and it said, I can't wait to get back to Vegas on JC's birthday. Someone's checking in this morning. Amanda listening in Arizona, and she's going to come back to Vegas on your birthday. So I literally saw JC's birthday, and that was the first thing
We spoke to Amanda last week. She listens on the radio.com app.
Yeah.
And it's funny because I was talking to her off the air. I'm like, when are you coming back? And she said, August 10th. I'm like, that's my birthday.
There you go.
That's why I'm coming back to celebrate. So
how was your birthday last year, though? Just FYI.
You know, last year was good. I did that. What did I totally forget what I did? It was on a Saturday. I know that. And it was on a Saturday. And we probably went out to dinner, had a good time. Yeah, thank you for asking.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm just getting ahead of myself here, apparently. My goodness, my brain is not working this morning.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Ryan Seacrest is trending this morning. It is over again. He and his girlfriend, Shayna Taylor, have called it quits after 8 years together. This is the third time that they have split. So I'm wondering if this one's going to stick or if they're going to find their way back to each other. They said that they have ended their romantic relationship amicably and will remain good friends. Ryan is currently on vacation in Mexico with some friends, and he was photographed with a new woman this week. They were canoodling, as they say.
Yeah, I heard that. Where I saw the headline, Ryan Seacrest getting cozy with mystery woman. Mm, ooh.
That was quite Seacrest. The rebound there. Uh-huh. Quickly.
Someone's health is on the rebound. He's on the mend.
Yeah, I guess so. So that is trending this morning. I'm surprised he gets some time off, man. That guy seems like he's always working.
Have you ever broken up and got back together with someone more than three times?
Close. That my boyfriend in Colorado, we would break up every week.
Oh, was it? I'm done with
those.
You. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, it was like, how about you guys?
Laura and I, once we got together, we never broke up, but I dated a girl, we broke up, had some time apart, then got back together for 6-7 months, and then broke up again. So I guess twice.
Close. Yeah, you should have gone for
man,
that record.
One more
man.
Run.
Come on. Also, this morning, back to school is trending. So U.S. pediatricians are calling for in-person school this fall. The American Academy of Pediatrics guidance, they say, strongly advocates that all policy consideration for the coming school year should start with a goal of having students physically present in school. They also said that schools are fundamental to child and adolescent development and well-being. The AAP also cites mounting evidence that transmission of the coronavirus by young children is uncommon, partly because they're less likely to contract it in the first place. Based on the nation's experience this spring, they say remote learning is likely to result in severe learning loss and increased social isolation.
How do you think you would have handled it as a kid? So let's say we go back to 10-year-old's Mercedes. Would you like being at home with your brothers and sisters learning from in front of a computer, or would you prefer to be in a classroom?
I think I would have liked it at first. I think I would have thought it was so cool. But I can see myself getting over it after a week. And just that isolation factor, too, that's hard. I see that. I see my kids struggling with that the most. There's no interaction. And it's because you can't right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard for them. So I really sympathize with the kids. And if it's safe, I say send them back. We got an email from one of my daughter's schools, and she says there's a plan. They say there's a plan in place, and they're going to go back 5 days a week. That's
wow.
The plan. They're going back. My other daughter, who goes to a Clark County school, they had that proposal that came out, And we got an email yesterday that said something like, stay tuned for a big announcement regarding school.
So they gave a little teaser, huh?
Yeah. So I'm kind of like, okay, when are we going to find out about this? But yeah, I just, if it's safe, I really hope that they get to go back. It's been really hard. I don't know if any other people feel that way, like with your kids. It's been difficult for mine, for sure.
I couldn't even imagine, yeah. Being a kid, you want to be around your friends. You're just used to that environment. And all of a sudden, it's taken away. I think it'd be the same way with you. Like, I could see maybe a week or two enjoying it at home. But then it's not like you can go outside and play with your friends during quarantine and the lockdown. You couldn't go to the park and be with your friends. You're truly isolated from the world.
It's really tough. So we'll see what happens with that. Hopefully, we'll get information on the school district here pretty soon. Also trending this morning, MTV Video Music Awards is trending. The 2020 MTV VMAs will be one of the first ceremonies that will not be held virtually due to the pandemic. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said in a press conference yesterday that the VMAs are going to take place at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn with limited or no audience present on August 30th. They're adamant about the precautions being made to put on the show, noting that they would include extensive social distancing procedures, meaningful capacity limitations, and virtualization of components were possible. And then finally this morning, Shaquille O'Neal is trending. He's unveiling a new Shaq-sized pizza at Papa John's with double the cheese and pepperoni. It's called a Shaqaroni. It's an extra large pizza topped with extra mozzarella and extra pepperoni compared to the traditional Papa John's extra large pizza. $1 of each pizza sold will be donated to the Papa John's Foundation for Building Communities to support COVID-19 relief, the fight against social and racial injustice, Boys and Girls Clubs of America, and the United Negro College Fund. And that is what's trending.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1218.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
It is 6 o'clock. It's Tuesday morning, and welcome to the show. So good to have you guys joining us this morning. And a beautiful morning it is. It looks like some of the smoke has cleared as far as the Mahogany Fire goes. It's now 5% contained. That's not a lot, but it's something at least compared to where it was yesterday. And still these cooler temperatures, which were so nice last night. I don't know if you went for your run. We were on our walk. I'm like, this is amazing.
Yeah, I did the run last night. It was a beautiful night to do a run this morning. Took the dogs out this morning around 4:30 or so. It was on the chillier side. I know it was 70 degrees, but I walked outside and could still smell a little bit of the smoke. I live far west side of town, but still a little hint of it. But I felt the weather made me think it was fall time. I'm like, oh, wonder who the Cowboys play this weekend. Oh, wait, it's almost July.
Yeah, and who knows as far as whether or not the Cowboys will play,
right?
Or won't they,
man,
play. I was reading, a friend of ours sent us a tweet last night that some sports writer had put out. I'm trying to find it. It was about the football season and how season ticket holders are getting refunds for 2020 for the Jets, the Texans, and the Bears. And so I kind of see the writing on the wall, if that's the case.
Well, do you think, is it because they're going to go crowdless or because there's going to be no season?
I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, maybe crowdless. Who knows? But I was reading that some people are saying that games will be at 25% capacity and they're going to pump in crowd noise.
I think they should. Any sport that does go live, pump in crowd noise, because wrestling used to do that in the 80s and it made a world of difference. Watching wrestling now, when they first started doing it with no crowds, it's just so weird.
Yeah.
You need something, and you'll forget that it's piped in because you're so used to hearing it. You'll just be used to hearing a crowd.
It'll be interesting to see what happens. So that was kind of, we were talking about that last night. And truth be told, if we got tickets to the Raiders, but mm-hmm. I wouldn't feel comfortable going to a game right now. I wouldn't.
And I'm super excited about stuff opening up, and you hear about certain seasons, NBA, NHL starting at the end of July, July 30th. Then there's the other side of me, that July 30th, it's a distance away. It's some 30 days away here. And how quickly things shut down the first time, I'm sure if stuff keeps going south, they can quickly say, you know what, we changed our minds.
Well, yeah, and they're shutting stuff down now again. Mm-hmm. Like in New Jersey, they're shutting stuff down. Arizona, the bars, and I mean, they're
bars are shut down. Restaurants are still open. Yeah,
so Yeah, you just don't know. So that was kind of a bummer that I read yesterday.
There's this, have you heard of this, kind of changing gears here, this finger on the app game?
No.
So this is the only reason I know about it is because we did a story about it on Las Vegas Now. And so I downloaded this app and I got a reminder today. This game is taking place 6 hours from right now.
Oh, the contest.
Yeah,
one.
It's a game.
Yes,
yeah.
I have heard of that. Yes.
So I downloaded it and it's very simple. You once the game starts, you just have to keep your finger. You open the app and keep your finger on the app nonstop. Whoever lasts the longest could win $25,000. And it's the pool of money goes up to $25,000 and people get to vote on how much you win, but you could win $25,000. And it seems pretty easy, but they have it set up. So my thought was, okay, put my finger on it, tape my finger to the phone and be done with it. But like every 10, 20 seconds, a little thing pops up on the screen. You have to move your finger to it to touch this certain bubble on the screen. So you have to be active, but playing this game. But the concept is who can keep the finger on the phone the longest.
Oh, that's it. If you're just sitting around all day and you have nothing else to do, why not?
Give it a shot, huh?
Yeah, for sure. So are you going to try it?
No, I'll be busy 6 hours. I just got the reminder this morning because I downloaded the app for the show. And then the thing is like, we are 6 hours away from starting. I'm like, oh, it's going on this afternoon.
That's exciting. What's it called again? So if anyone wants to try it.
Finger on the app.
Cool.
And they got a practice mode as well.
Oh, just so you can make sure you're ready.
To see how well, And when I first downloaded it, I tried it. I lasted 2 minutes and I got distracted. I looked down like,
I would not be good at this game.
Took my finger off of it.
Oh, man, that's cool. That's another cool way for you to make some money if you're looking for some right now. And I know a lot of people are.
Oh, my gosh, seriously. So you had a good night last night?
Yeah, night was good. I don't want to talk about it all the time because I'm sure it'll get annoying. But yeah, we started officially the home renovation yesterday. It was a great day. The guys got tons accomplished. When I got home in the afternoon, I was working all day. I was shocked to see everything they got done yesterday. They basically took out the flooring in two rooms. We have like these Dexter-like rooms in our house where they're all, you know, cordoned off and stuff. And so I'm excited. It's definitely a reality that this is all happening. So we're just trying to get through it. I ran into a neighbor last night on our walk and they had something similar done last year. And he asked, are you guys living at the house while this is happening? And we're like, yeah. And he just kind of looked at me and he's like, and I go, did you guys? And he goes, we did. And it was during the holidays. I was like, oh, I go, we're not that daring. He's like, yeah. He goes, but we made it through. You guys are going to make it through too. So
that's cool. I'm really happy. I can't wait to see the pictures and everything when it's all said and done. That's awesome.
I found our slabs yesterday. I posted those on Instagram. They're so pretty. I was really excited about that.
Congratulations.
But that was it. Yeah.
That's cool stuff.
I feel like you don't have to congratulate me.
I think it's awesome.
I know.
I mean, this is, hey, it's not easy.
I know.
It's
I just feel doing, like I'm not trying to like, hey, look at me. You know,
remodels are not easy
to
do.
They're
not cheap to do. It's a process that goes into it. The fact that you guys are being able to stay in the house, it's the whole thing.
Congratulate me on that. You haven't killed each other yet. Congratulations.
It's to me, it's like moving into a new home. Once it's all said and done, you're getting a whole new first floor, which is awesome.
It's gonna be funny though, because then you go upstairs to bed and you're like, same thing.
That's next year's.
No.
All right, coming up here in the dirt. Do you have a problem? C-list celebrities might have the solution. I'll explain coming up in about 7 minutes. And then right after that, around 6:25, we do have Heads Up. And when you win Heads Up, you get to play any song you want.
You can contact Mix 94.1 by phone, notebook, or computer.
This is my station, and I love it.
Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. At Mix 94.1. We never gossip. Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Need advice? We have some celebrities that can help you. It's a new show called Celebrity Call Center. And the premise is simple. You call in with your problem, and a celebrity will help you figure it out. Nick Cannon's going to be a regular, and other experts will include people like Brie and Nikki Bella, Todd Chrisley, NeNe Leakes, Alyssa Milano, Kelly Osbourne, and Candy Burris.
No offense, but I don't know that I trust a celebrity to handle my problems. Just because they're famous, they know how to handle problems. Everything I see in the news and entertainment is that they have a lot of bigger problems than I have.
Focus on yourselves instead of focusing on us, celebrities.
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you, though.
Do you remember, what's it called, Love Lines? It was Adam Carolla and who was the doctor guy that was on it?
Dr. Drew.
Dr. Drew, yeah. And people would call up and they would just give their... It started as a radio show. People would call in with their problems, their love problems, and then it turned into a TV show.
Yeah, that's... if you've got problems and you want Adam and Dr. Drew to fix them, I mean, hopefully your problems aren't that big.
It was just
fun with it.
Yeah, and I think some of them are. I think some of them were plants and stuff. But it was just Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla sitting in two chairs, just taking calls, responding to them.
Wow.
Garth Brooks, his drive-in concert, that was this past weekend. And over 350,000 people were at the drive-in watching Garth Brooks' live stream concert. That was enough to make it the largest one-night show ever at outdoor theaters in North America.
I have a friend that went. She said it was awesome.
She liked it?
Yeah, they had so much fun.
All the drive-ins followed the CDC guidelines that included staff wearing personal protective equipment, vehicles parked 6 feet away from each other, and limited capacity in the restrooms. So Garth pulled it off. Did she go here in town, or was
it was here in town. Yeah, she went, and they just hung out in the car and said it was a lot of fun, and everybody maintained their social distance, and so, yeah, maybe this is going to be a thing for people to do. My kid was asking me about drive-ins. She's like, have you been to a drive-in before? And I was like, yeah, when I was a kid. And she's like a teenager kid or like a kid? And I was like a kid. It's been a long time.
I've never been to a drive-in. Know how they work and stuff? But when you went, did you take the audio box and put it on your car window, or could you dial it in through the stereo of your vehicle?
I don't remember because, like I said, I was a kid, and my uncle took us. It was in New Mexico, and mm-hmm. there was a big movie theater in that little town, or a big drive-in there. I just remember my favorite part was walking over to the snack bar and getting treats. I don't even know what the movie was.
Speaking of movies, AMC Theaters, they are postponing their opening until the end of July, and they're saying that other movie theaters might be following suit, pushing back their openings to the end of July. 1 year ago at the box office, the big movie was Toy Story 4.
Oh, I love that movie. It was so good.
5 years ago, Jurassic World was the number one movie.
Love that, too.
That was the Chris Pratt, right?
Yeah.
His first one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
10 years ago was Toy Story 3. And then 20 years ago, simpler times, the number one movie in the box office was Me, Myself, and Irene.
I never saw that. Never saw that movie. Did you see it?
I did. I think I saw it in the theaters, actually. Jim Carrey and Renee Zellweger were in that one.
I remember seeing the previews for it, but yeah, I don't think I ever saw it.
Now, unfortunately, we cannot time travel our way out of 2020, but we can escape through film. So Rolling Stone decided to publish a list of the 20 best time travel movies of all time. Any guesses as to what number one is on this list?
I saw the list and I was surprised at number one, but my first guess would have been Back to the Future.
Same here. That was number four on the list. So number five was a movie called Primer back in 2004. Number four was Back to the Future. Number three was Terminator 2 Judgment Day from 1991. Number two was a French short film called Le Jedi.
Yeah, I had never heard that, but wasn't it based, or didn't we remake it or something?
Yeah, the movie 12 Monkeys was a full-length version of that story. And then the number one, according to Rolling Stone, time travel movie, Groundhog Day from back in 1993.
Which I never considered a time travel movie. It's like the same day over and mm-hmm. over, which I guess technically is time travel, huh?
Just traveling back to the same spot every day.
Yeah, but I just picture people getting in like a time machine and then going back in time.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, by the way, that one was number 14 because that movie's coming out hopefully later on this summer. We'll see how the movie theaters go.
Are they open?
No, I said to see how the movie theaters go.
I know, but are the movie theaters open now?
No, I'm just basing it on that story about AMC pushing them back until July. Are there theaters open right now?
That was my question. I don't know. I haven't even checked.
No, I did a story in the dirt saying the movie theaters are opening up at the end of July.
Right, but is it just AMC or is it all of them?
AMC, and they said other ones are supposed to follow
suit.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't know if the other ones were doing that too.
And then Austin Powers, the Spy Who Shagged Me, was that a time travel movie?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
It's been ages since I've seen it. Yeah, I have no clue.
All right, time to win right now. Caller 20-702-364-9400. That's you. You're playing Heads Up for a pretty fun prize.
Yeah, we're going to play the song of your choice. Can't wait to see what you guys pick. We have lots of fun with this. Any song you want, caller 20 gets to play. 702-364-9400.
For Heads Up with Mercedes in the Morning on Mix 94.1.
Jan is on the phone. She is our contestant this morning. Jan, good morning. And what song are you picking if you win Heads Up?
Good morning, guys. I'm going to do Daft Punk, Get Lucky.
Oh, that's a good song. I haven't heard that one in a minute. I know we have that in the system, so JC will load that up. You, in the meantime, pick a category. Do you want to go with Let's Get Social, Amuse Me, or Toss It Up?
Toss it up.
Okay, National Caesar Salad Day is on Saturday, and these are all salad ingredients, okay?
All right.
Who do you want to pick as your partner?
I'll do you, Mercedes.
Okay.
All right, you guys, 60 seconds on the clock. Get six correct, and we're all going to get lucky. You start now.
These are little crunchy things made out of bread.
Croutons.
Yes. This is, you make these for Easter, and you color them.
Egg.
What kind?
Hard-boiled
yes.
egg.
Yes. This is the green stuff that you put throw in there. The first thing you put in.
Lettuce.
Yes. This is what you might drown your salad in.
Dressing.
Yes. This is you might sprinkle some of this on gorgonzola.
Pepper.
Cheddar.
Oh, cheese.
Yes.
Cheese.
This is another. And it's not lettuce, but it's another green leafy. It's very.
Lettuce.
It's bitter. It's
And it's kale.
Kale is right, and you got it! Woo!
Nice job!
Nice job, Jan! You are feeling lucky this morning. Congratulations!
It's Daft Punk. It's Get Lucky. It's Mix 94.1. It's Daft Punk with Pharrell. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. And when we do Heads Up in the 8 o'clock hour, you get to play any song you want when you win it. You also get a two-night staycation at the D, Las Vegas.
It is 6:33. It is Tuesday morning. Thank you guys for joining us. And we were talking about this earlier, how tomorrow will be July 1st. We will have officially made it halfway through 2020. And what a 2020 it has been so far. I don't think any of us saw this year coming. And I laugh because it's just so unbelievable that if you would have told me this on June 30th of 2019, that this was going to happen, I would have just laughed so hard. There's no way I would have believed you. And I would have thought you were crazy.
Go to New Year's Eve. You and I spent New Year's Eve together. Imagine the clock strikes 12. Hey, Mercedes, happy New Year's. I'm looking forward to 2020. You and I are going to be doing the show from home for 10 plus weeks.
I would have been like, what? Are you okay? Are you drunk? Did you drink too much already?
You doing shots tonight? What's going on?
There was a guy on Instagram, or on Twitter, rather, and he asked the question, what is something that you have said in the past 6 months that would have made no sense to someone in 2019? Think about how everything has changed. What is something that you would have said to someone 6 months ago that would have made that you said in the last 6 months that have made has made no sense in 2019? Think about that. Some of the answers are pretty funny. We mentioned this one earlier. They wouldn't let me into the bank because I wasn't wearing a mask. Can you imagine saying that last year? Would anyone would have believed you on that? What's something that you have said in the last 6 months that would have made no sense last year? 702-364-9400. You can call us at that number. You can text us on the Mercury Auto Spa studio line.
Hey, Mercedes, I was at Target last night, and they had Clorox wipes.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Now, put that in the 2019 mindset. Again, say it again.
Hey, Mercedes, I was at Target last night, and they have Clorox wipes.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Who cares? What they do? I can Amazon Prime them to my house.
Why are you telling me that? How about this? Would you like to come to my daughter's drive-by birthday party?
Okay. Drive-by? What are you talking about?
That makes no sense. Why would you? Are there going to be guns there? Like, what? Uh-huh. Why? Yes, exactly. That's what's going
to
happen.
Mercedes, I'm curious to see who the Golden Knights will play in August and where their bubble will be.
Their bubble.
Aren't they going to do it like a city, a bubble?
No, I know. I'm in 2019. I'm like, bubbles. Now, I'm like, yeah, I know. When are they going to announce the bubble? Come on now.
Hockey in August? Huh?
That's exactly. How about this one? I'm so glad we haven't seen those murder hornets yet.
Well, they were flashing the pan.
What was the murder hornet?
But it's true. You go back to 2019, like, what? Murder hornets? How about I'm excited to go to the gym today because today I get to use the blue-coated equipment.
Why is your equipment coated? That makes no sense.
Well, yesterday was a yellow-coated day, Mercedes. Today's a blue-coated day.
How about this one? I'm so excited to try my 57th banana bread recipe.
Oh, man. I had so much banana bread at the beginning of quarantine.
Oh, man. That was just the thing to make, right? Not so much now.
This may not have been a shock, but something along the groceries. Hey, the groceries are out front. What? Yeah, the groceries are out on your porch.
I know. I never ordered groceries. I would go and pick them up sometimes and have them bring them to my car, but that was about as fancy as I got on that one. What about that? That was a beautiful Zoom wedding. That wedding on Zoom was so amazing. I am just beside myself.
But like, you zoomed in on a wedding? What were you doing zooming in on a wedding? Like, you focusing on something at that wedding?
This time last year, I had never even heard of Zoom.
No.
I was like, wait, what is this thing called? What is it for? Video call. That's FaceTime. I have FaceTime.
Here's something you wouldn't believe. I just got back home. I flew back home to see my parents, and I flew Southwest, and every single middle seat was open.
That's so confusing.
Southwest, that we sit on top of each other? No, middle seats are open in 2020.
We're getting some text here. This one says, I found toilet paper. Oh, now? It's like, where? Last year? Okay, so did I.
Whoop-de-doo.
This one says, kind of like your Clorox wipes one, I'll pay $20 for a thing of Clorox wipes.
I spent, the beginning of the pandemic, I spent close to $50 on a container of Clorox wipes.
That's
insane.
Insane, but I understand it. I'm finding them more now. I've seen them at the stores a couple times, and I just buy them. You know, I don't buy a ton of them. I'd leave some for everyone else, but I
don't think you can either. I don't think I think there's hoarders out there. I don't think you can, as far as, like, if you go to a store and there's Clorox wipes and you try to buy 10 of them, they're not going to let you.
Well, my husband bought, like, four, and he asked the lady, he's like, is there a limit on these? She's like, not anymore. So he bought four of them.
Where are you seeing these? Every store I go to. Really?
Yeah.
Off the go. Because every store I go to, I look. I do find them every once in a while, like on Amazon Fresh. There'll be one. Well, they have them, and I'll put two in my cart, and they're like, don't get greedy. You're only allowed one.
And I've seen them at Costco, too. But, he got them at Albertsons the other day, and he even asked if there was a limit. She's like, she didn't even care. She's like, not anymore.
I'm over limits.
I know. This one is funny. Let's head to that Italian place and pick up some to-go martinis. To-go alcohol. You just go by, grab them, go home.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So halfway through, as of tomorrow, we made it, guys. We made it halfway through. It's quite an accomplishment, I have to say.
Completely lost track of time. Saturday is the 4th of July.
I know. Oh. And we have something really special happening on the 4th of July. You definitely want to keep your eyes out. We'll put it on all of our social media. But the Summerlin Patriotic Parade, it's gone virtual this year. And there are some super cool surprises that you do not want to miss. So we will post it on our website, mix941.fm, and again, all of our social media, we're hosting, and it's so much fun.
Yeah, it actually will go live 9 a.m. on Saturday morning, so kind of put that in the back of your mind. Watch the parade 9 a.m. I'm excited.
Before you go.
Louis Capaldi on Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
All right, Nevada is going to stay in phase two of its COVID-19 recovery plan, possibly until the end of July, under an extension announced yesterday by the governor. The current phase two directive was set to expire today. The governor's latest directive keeps it in effect for another month. The move comes in response to the recent uptick in COVID-19 infection rates and the need for more time to expand contact tracing and gauge the impacts of the face covering directive that the governor announced last week. Rising infection rates, other barometers of worsening disease spread, like increased hospitalizations, all factored into that. The governor cautioned that he will not hesitate to take any action necessary to protect the public and prevent exceeding our hospital capacity, including reinstituting previous restrictions. Governors in Texas and Florida, they rolled back some of the business reopenings in those states in light of the surge in new coronavirus cases.
Hopefully with the mask mandate, the face covering mandates, we'll start to see things slow down a little bit, hopefully with everyone participating.
Yeah, that's the key. Let's all participate then make this happen. Also this morning, Taco Bell, they're giving away some free food today. There's some good news for you. A Chalupa Cravings Box, to be exact. To get the offer, you got to register on TacoBell.com or through the Taco Bell app. It's only available when you place an order on either platform, and you must be logged in to redeem it. The offer is limited to one per customer. It's only available today while supplies last. Only available for drive-through pickup. The Chalupa Cravings box includes a Chalupa Supreme, a five-layer burrito, a crunchy taco cinnamon twist, and a medium drink.
That's a meal and a half right there.
That's a lot. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I haven't had Taco Bell in a long time. Today may change that.
I'm starving, too. Anytime I come in here hungry, you talk about food, it just sounds so delicious.
Yeah, that does sound really, really good.
That Shack pizza last hour, now this Taco Bell.
I know. What food news do I have for you next
hour?
Oh,
I can't wait.
We'll see. Also this morning, I think this is so fascinating. Have you ever wondered what it smells like to be in outer space? Every place has a smell. Here's a follow-up question. Have you ever wondered if it would be exciting for others if you smelled like outer space? Well, there's a new fragrance called Eau de Space that literally smells like outer space. It was originally developed by NASA to prepare astronauts for what they'll smell once they're in space. And now it's being released to the public. The company that originally made the scent for NASA just launched a Kickstarter, and you can get yourself a little bottle of the stuff for $29. It comes in a cologne or perfume bottle, and the people behind it say you can spray it on yourself. So what does it smell like? Well, they say it smells of a mix of gunpowder, seared steak, raspberries, and rum.
The 4th of July in a bottle.
Rum. Okay. Have you ever wondered what that smells like?
In my mind, space did not have a scent. I never really thought about space. For some reason, you cross through and you're in space and you get out there and you go to breathe things in. There's no smell. You're not going to smell anything.
There's so many different elements, though, out there that I guess I just never thought about it smelling. But now that I do, it's like, well, it has to smell like something. Everything smells like something.
What was the flower? What was the one before rum?
Raspberries?
Where the raspberry comes from?
I don't know.
It's a nice smell.
Like a sweetness.
Yeah, is that coming from a planet? Where's that coming from?
I don't know. Like, I get the gunpowder and almost the seared steak. I feel like with meteors and all that stuff, that's what that's going to smell like.
Yeah.
The raspberries, that's throwing me off. The rum, maybe like an alcohol smell. I can see that. Yeah, it's
the seared steak just from the sun burning stuff up?
Yeah, maybe. Or your skin being burned up by the sun.
Yeah.
When you're out there.
So if you break wind in outer space, you're going to smell it.
Are you?
Well, you're in your spacesuit, so I guess you would. I'm like, oh, let me out of my own spacesuit.
Is there a vent or something like that?
A little side.
A little vent.
And then seal it
don't
back up.
Don't mind me.
Mercedes, we're on the space station. Hey. I can't open up any windows. What are you doing?
Don't worry. I got a vent.
All right, coming up here next hour, Katy Perry, she opens up and reveals how she saved her own life. Details are coming up at 7:15. Taylor Swift, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Next hour, we got for you a two-night staycation at the D Las Vegas. That is yours when you win heads up right around 8:25. This past Friday, I went down and got my hair cut, went down to go see Larry. And when I was down there, I came in right after there was a hair incident that took place at the salon on Friday.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I hope it didn't involve you.
No. He's got a new stylist down there, a nice kid, young kid. And he has his own, he's working his station, and he was cutting one of his friend's hairs.
Hairs.
Yeah, just one.
Hairs.
He's new.
You're done.
Get out of here now. And apparently, at some point, he was drying her hair with a hair dryer, dropped the hair dryer. And the screen on the back, the little filter screen on the back, came loose. He didn't realize it was continuing to dry her hair. That little filter thing fell off, and the hair dryer sucked up her hair.
Oh, I've had that happen before.
Have you really?
Yeah, it was a long, long time ago. I can remember being in the bathroom at my parents' house, and that happened. It was an old hair dryer, too. It was one of those cheapy ones where it was like there was no wattage in it. It almost looked like a... You know when you go on the Buzz Lightyear ride at Disneyland and you shoot the stuff? It looked like that kind of gun. It was like a Buzz Lightyear gun. It did nothing. I don't even know why I used it. But yeah, it sucked in my hair and it got stuck in the little vent thing.
That is something that I think that's a work disaster, work incident that's only unique to hairstylists, most likely. That's something that's not going to happen to you and I here at the radio station. We might have other unique work disasters working in radio, but that's one that's unique to hairstylists and salons. What's your 702-364-9400? What's unique to your profession, kind of a disaster that may have happened while on the job.
Something that is just specific to your industry that any other industry would not understand what you mean, but it's a total disaster when it happens in yours. Yeah, what do you think? I think for radio, I think it would be dead air.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably not that big of a deal, but it is a big deal to us. When you're off the air and you find out, it's like panic. That feeling that it numbs your body. You're like, ah, and you're trying to figure out what's going on. You're pressing buttons like, ah, do I need to call an engineer? Ah, nobody. If you're not in radio, you don't understand that feeling of like going to the bathroom and coming back to the studio and not hearing anything. You're like, oh my God, how long has that been off? It's quite the adrenaline rush, I'll tell you that.
There was something too that happened within the past couple of weeks. I heard it on the radio station and I called our boss when I heard it. But let's say I'm recording a commercial. I would come into the studio and I kind of do a mic check, 1, 2, 3, check, 1, 2, 3. Okay. Hey, it's JC here for Finley Toyota. And I would start my commercial and you would edit it though. You would normally edit out that check, check, 1, 2, 3, but I heard the commercial had all the check, check stuff in. So it was like the studio and I kind of do a mic check, 1, 2, 3, check, 1, 2, 3. Okay. Hey, it's JC here. I heard all the mic level checking. It wasn't edited out. And I heard that. I go, oh, no.
Oh, was it on your commercial?
It wasn't. I heard it. It was someone else's commercial.
Oh, yes. I remember. I heard that, too.
And the first time I heard it, I thought it was part of the commercial. But then I realized, like, oh, the person that did it didn't catch. They forgot to chop off their edit at the beginning of that spot.
You know what's funny is, my husband heard that, too. And he's like, you messed up your commercial. I'm like, that was not my commercial.
he thought it was you?
He thought it was me checking the microphones. I'm like, I was not checking the microphones. He's like, you're on the air right now. I'm like, that is not me.
It happened a couple times during quarantine. And I caught it within 10 seconds or so. We would go to break and I would have to hit a little button on the laptop to turn off our microphones. And there were a couple times where I did not turn it off. We heard our conversation of like, hey, I'm going to the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Oh, man, that's embarrassing.
I'll look down like, oh, no, I left the mics on.
That's really embarrassing. 702-364-9400. What is your unique work disaster? This text just came in. It says, as a photographer, I took photos for a large event and the hard drive was corrupted. All of the pictures were completely ruined.
And you have no idea when you're going through taking them, huh?
No. Oh. There's no way to find that out. That's happened to my husband before. That's why he always takes multiple cards. And, this is a hard drive. I don't know if it's different than the memory cards. And he checks them right away just to make sure the photos are coming through. He'll stick them in the laptop. But that, I can't imagine. I just thought of another one. This is kind of on the TV side. You know, we're doing a lot of these interviews for Zoom now.
Uh-huh.
I did a whole Zoom interview and I never hit record.
Oh,
on it.
No.
It was the worst feeling ever because I had to go back to the client and I was like, I am so sorry. And I blamed it on something with Zoom. It was my fault. I never hit record on it. I was like, we're going to have to do that again. There was something wrong with Zoom and it didn't record. I don't know what it was, but it was totally me. I totally forgot to hit record on it.
One of the photographers there at Channel 8, his name is Marcel. He's awesome. But that's like his go-to joke when we're done filming a segment, taping something. We'll do it. It'll be awesome. And then he'll kind of look at the camera and go, I didn't hit record, guys.
Oh.
And I know it's the joke, but to see the clients or if you're interviewing a celebrity, they look like they're trying to be like played off like cool, like, oh, oh, okay. And he's like, ah, just kidding.
That's, and yeah, sometimes they're like, is he really kidding or is he not kidding? That is the worst feeling. Wow. And that with your friend who that happened to with the hairdryer, that's a bad feeling for the client also.
Yeah, so I mean, has that happened before? It seldom happens, but he kind of pulled the hair out. And this was a new stylist, and thankfully it was with one of his friends. I think the new stylist, you don't work on new friends until you can start bringing in new clients.
Oh, yeah.
So it was one of his friends that he was doing it on. So she kind of knew what she was getting into, I guess.
And they're not friends anymore. They're done.
And I guess he said it was her hair was so long, she didn't even feel it when it happened.
Oh, really?
It's
well,
like,
that's good.
Hold on 1 second.
what do you think about a trim? I'm thinking a trim is in order. How about that?
All right, coming up here in about 10, 15 minutes, we have The Dirt and Katy Perry. She opens up and reveals how she saved her own life. Details are coming up.
You can
Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, Rain on Me.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
There's some sad news here. Carl Reiner has passed away at the age of 98. He passed away Monday night. And Carl Reiner, Hollywood icon, 400 credits to his name. Toy Story 4 was his most recent one. He was in all the Oceans movies, lots of television and directing during his career. Just sad news there.
Yeah, definitely a huge, huge part of Hollywood. And you'll see several tweets this morning of people remembering him and just talking about how inspiring he was to them. So that is some sad news.
Now, Katy Perry is suggesting that she was suicidal back in 2017 after breaking up with Orlando Bloom. She says that for the first time, she felt like her life and career were veering off track, and it was breaking her in half. She said she lost her smile and called it a seismic shift for her, and then it had her broken in half. Now, Katy credits one thing with bringing her back. Gratitude. She says gratitude is probably the thing that saved my life, because if I did not find that, I would have wallowed in my own sadness and probably just jumped. But I found the ways to be grateful. Of course, she and Orlando have since got back together and are now expecting a baby, so things are back on track for her, but some tough times there in 2017.
I'm glad she found the solution, and that they do say that the attitude of gratitude will be what keeps you happy and from feeling negative feelings towards other people, because you can't feel negative when you're focused on being grateful.
Yeah, just I try to do that every night when I'm falling asleep, be grateful for stuff from the prior day and think of things to be grateful for happening the next day. So hopefully that way you wake up and you're thinking more of the positive versus the negative stuff you got to do during the day.
You've got the right idea.
Boom. Let's talk about some breakups here. You mentioned this in What's Trending. Ryan Seacrest and his girlfriend have split up for the third time. And Seacrest is down in Mexico right now and getting close to a new lady, they say.
He's moved quickly on that one, apparently.
Yeah. Having a good time down in Mexico.
Yeah,
getting some well-deserved rest. And then Dr. Dre's wife has filed for divorce after 24 years of marriage. Now, sources say there's no prenup, and there's $800 million at stake right now.
That's a lot of money. I'm sure she's probably going to get a good chunk of that.
Yeah, and hopefully things are cool, and they're going their separate ways. It's going to be an easy-peasy thing. But, that is a lot of money up for grabs there. Not up for grabs, but it could be hers. We mentioned this earlier. Let's touch on it again. The Summerlin Council Patriotic Parade. It's the 26th annual and the first ever virtual parade. It's happening Saturday morning. It goes live Saturday morning at 9 a.m. at SummerlinPatrioticParade.com. And you and I were out and about for a couple weekends filming some things, and it should be pretty cool when it's all put together.
It's going to be amazing. And the good news is if you want to sleep in and you can't watch it at 9 a.m., you can watch it at 10 a.m. or 11 a.m. or noon. You can watch it whenever you want. It's just released at 9 a.m.
Yeah, so that's a really neat thing. And then on Saturday night, NBC's 44th annual Macy's 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular. It's happening. Now, this year, the event is being presented as a series of neighborhood shows throughout New York City's five boroughs. And they're filming the fireworks this week at undisclosed location, because they don't want to say, we're going to do it Saturday night here. They want people showing up because of social distancing. So they're filming it throughout the week.
Oh, okay.
But hopefully they're giving neighbors a heads up. Like, hey, just a heads up. Tonight we're doing a huge fireworks display in your neighborhood.
I don't think they do that. There's been like big fireworks displays in my neighborhood and no one told me. I'm like, why are there fireworks going on? It's March. Like, what the heck's happening?
Do you get the Red Rock? I always get the letter from Red Rock for 4th of July.
No, I never
you don't
gotten,
get it?
No, never gotten one. They send you a letter?
Yeah, I think maybe because I live closer to Red Rock than you do. Maybe because I'm in a certain mile radius of Red Rock. It's a little flyer saying, hey, heads up, 4th of July celebration is taking place, and fireworks will be going off at 9 p.m. They should be done by 9:20 in case you got pets or you're sleeping. They give everyone a heads up.
Oh, I've
cool.
never received one, and I definitely hear the fireworks from there.
Now, as far as the Macy's Fireworks Spectacular on Saturday, we have some really cool performances. The Killers, Tim McGraw, Brad Paisley, John Legend, the Black Eyed Peas, Lady A, formerly Lady Antebellum, will be performing. That should be good.
Yeah, should be lots of fun.
And then we talked about this show premiering on E! Called Celebrity Call Center. Mentioned this last hour, where if you need advice, you call into the show and there's some C-list celebrities that give you advice. They have another show premiering on E! Called 10 Things You Don't Know. This is premiering in August, and it's going to highlight a celebrity in each half-hour episode, and it's just going to reveal 10 surprising and unique facts that we don't know about these celebrities.
Hmm.
So that being said, I'm going to put you on the spot. Give us one fact or Nugget. We don't know about Mercedes.
Oh, gosh. You got to give me more. You got to give me more time for something like that, that you don't know about me. I feel like I'm pretty open with everything. Gosh.
Well, okay, while you're thinking, I'll bring in Nudia. Nudia's here helping us out behind the scenes. Nudia, one little fact about you that we don't know.
I used to be a Clippers cheerleader for the NBA.
Really?
I forget all the time. And like my mom will remind me or like one of my friends. I'm like, oh yeah, that happened for 3 years.
You were a Clippers cheerleader.
Yeah.
Was it when they had that good streak?
Yeah, with Blake Griffin CP3 and DeAndre Jordan.
Wow.
And we had to sign a no fraternization policy. So like we couldn't talk to the players or like even like look at them.
Is that why you were let go?
No, I left on my own. But yeah.
Hey, what was that like being out there on the court with the guys and stuff? What was the experience like?
It was crazy. Honestly, like you don't realize how insane it is to see someone that tall. Until you're like down there in the tunnel with them and you're like, these boys they're tall. But it was a super fun experience.
And you went to every single home game then?
Yeah, it was like every home game. It was like a lot of practices and it didn't pay much, but it was like a pretty cool experience.
That's really cool.
That's neat.
Mine is I like turtles. That's all I got.
That's a good one too, Mercedes.
I like turtles.
That's really good. All right, next hour, 8:25, we have for you a staycation, a 2-night stay at the D Las Vegas, and you get it when we do Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1. It's Plain White Tees. This is Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the morning. I mentioned this coming up next hour. We have for you a 2-night staycation at the D Las Vegas, and you'll get that when you win Heads Up at 8:25.
I just got a notification for some stuff that's being delivered to my house today that I ordered just from Amazon, just some random things. And I got something yesterday that I was so excited about, and it is so completely random. I just wanted to buy it to have it, and I played with it all night last night.
Oh, random. I played with it all night long. Mm-hmm. Little smile today. A little pep in your step.
Because I know I'm getting my oxygen.
Wait, what?
I bought a pulse oximeter yesterday. I got it yesterday. I bought it earlier.
Is this like one of those ZPAP machines for snoring?
No. It's a thing you put on your finger to make sure you're getting enough oxygen.
How does it on your finger know if you're getting oxygen?
So you've never been to the doctor's office where they clip that little thing on your finger?
I was there last week, and that's where they're checking my oxygen levels?
Yeah, that's just to see how if you're getting, you want to be at like 98, 99, 100 oxygen-wise. And just with everything going on with, you know, COVID, I keep saying that, you know, you should get one of these things just to make sure your oxygen is at levels. And people are saying, well, I'm not getting any oxygen where I wear my mask. So I wanted to do a test, and I put on my mask, and I put the pulse oximeter on. And I was at 99. I still had plenty of oxygen. So then I started testing everyone in the house. I'm like, let's do this with the mask. It's 99. Put on the mask. 99.
You're still getting oxygen.
It was still the same. And so it was just such a random purchase that I wanted to have it. And I finally got it. I was so excited. So now I'm obsessed with it. So if anyone wants their oxygen level measured, I can do it for you. Or you could just buy your own on Amazon. But have you ever bought something weird just because it's just one of those things that you just wanted? And some people didn't quite understand why you made the purchase that you did, but you did it just because. No rhyme or reason. 702-364-9400. I'm so excited about it. And it's even got a little string I can wear around my neck.
Oh, really?
If so I want.
You can check it anytime.
Hey, you need your pulse. And it does your pulse and your oxygen levels. But it's a nice little tool to have just to make sure that you're breathing well.
Yeah, no, just to know that you're getting your oxygen. Does it send alerts too? Because I'll be curious at night. Because sometimes I feel when I'm sleeping at night, the covers kind of come up over my head. And I'm not getting full oxygen at night because I have covers like kind of blocking my breathing. And sometimes I would wake up with a headache, and my mom said that's a turtle headache. I'm like, a turtle headache? Because it's like a turtle shell. A turtle brings his head back into a shell. He's not getting full oxygen. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, no.
Because it covers over your head.
I've never heard of that before, but I'm not, I don't know. If you wore it, though, at night, you would need to make sure that you stayed awake. It doesn't
no, like,
have
alarm.
Like alert. It just shows the number. But I'm sure that with some sort of like a CPAP machine or something. There's got to be something there that if you're not breathing properly, it'll wake you up, don't you think?
Something out there. That's really cool. I want to get one of these things.
Yeah, and they're not expensive either. Like I said, I got it on Amazon. I literally got it 2 days later. I was so excited. What was your random purchase? 702-364-9400. I literally just got a text from one of my best friends saying, you and I get along like peas and carrots, and a picture of their pulse.
Oh, they got one?
Like they just got the same thing. Not sure who's on hold. Do you have a name?
I don't have a name. We're just going to grab it.
Okay, yeah. Hey, good morning. Who's this?
Layla.
Hey, Layla. Did you buy something random just because?
I did. It was just a few weeks ago, and it's so stupid, but it was so cute. It's an individual. It's like an actual, real scale, but individual mini waffle, like one waffle maker. It only makes one waffle. It's so stupid, and I haven't used it, but it was so cute. I was like, that's so cute.
I love cute things, like small things. We were on this kick for a while buying these little erasers that looked like food, and we would never dare erase a single thing with them because they're too cute. But it was like little eggs and bacon and like little grilled cheese sandwiches and little sundaes. And me and my daughters are like obsessed with these things, buying them. But if you tried to erase anything with them, we would be like, no, we just got it just because.
Are you using a lot of pencils in your house?
No, they're cute.
One.
Here we go. It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
Are you a nitpicker? Well, pointing out your other half's faults could kill them.
Oh.
Yeah, researchers found older people who reported higher levels of criticism from their partners were significantly more likely to die within the following 5 years. And those who were criticized the most were more than twice as likely to be dead 5 years later. The researchers say the results are due to the fact that frequent criticism can put damaging stress on the body.
Do you ever criticize Matt or nitpick anything that he does?
I'm sure I have in the past. I try to keep it at a minimum, though, because I don't want to make someone else feel bad. If there's something I don't agree with, though, I'm not going to not say something about it. How about you?
The only thing my wife nitpicks over is the way I eat, because when I'm at home, out in public, I'm a civilized gentleman, but at home, I'm very hungry, and I eat like a savage. And my food, I'm very sloppy. Food goes flying, and she gets a little upset with it. Because sometimes we'll be sitting at the table, and she'll walk over with her meal, and if I have a salad, some of the lettuce is spilled over onto the table. And she's like, why can't you just keep your food on the plate? I'm like, well, I'm hungry. I'm just let me eat. Let me enjoy it. She's like, well, you're just killing that stuff right now. Take your time. Slow down.
Do you eat the same with just the two of you as you would, let's say you went out to a restaurant with some other people? Would you eat the exact same way?
No, I'm civilized. Yeah, it's only when I'm at home am I a savage that I don't know. Maybe I'm not paying attention to how I'm eating. But if we're out in public at a restaurant, I'm very civil. Very civil.
So, well, let's dig deeper. Why do you take that energy for strangers but not for your wife?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. My wife is saying apply that stuff here at home.
Yeah.
I think I'm just so hungry and I put my guard down. Maybe that's what it is. I feel so comfortable.
So you're more comfortable, yeah.
I'm at home. I'm sitting at the kitchen counter. I'm like, all right, here we go. I'm going to start eating. Sometimes I'll eat dinner without my wife because she's busy doing something, or I'll start my meal and then she'll come in and join halfway through. And in my mindset, maybe I think I'm eating alone. I'm by myself. But then she comes to join me. I'm like, oh, I got food everywhere.
So not a sign of disrespect. Turn it into a compliment. The reason I do this is because I feel comfortable around you.
Yeah, I'm so relaxed around you, honey.
I don't feel that way with other people when I mind my manners.
That's why there's barbecue sauce all over my face right now.
Yes, look, you're the only person I could have barbecue sauce on my face for. Also this morning, would you say you're a forgetful person? 56% of Americans say they are in a new poll, and two-thirds think their memory has gotten worse in the last decade. The top things we blame it on are getting older and constantly having to multitask now. The survey also found that the average American has 332 forgetful moments a year, or just over 6 a week. Some of the most common things that we forget are our passwords, what we need at the grocery store, where our keys are, just walking into a room and forgetting why you walked in there, and people's names after you've been introduced.
Oh, the name thing I'm trying to work on too. Someone says their name, I try to say it out loud. I'm trying to get better at it.
It's hard. I find it that they'll literally say like, "Hi, I'm John," and I'm like, "Hi." Oh shoot,
yeah.
What's his name? Ah, he just told me.
Why is that? Why do we do that?
It's harder now because, well, like yesterday, I was meeting some of the contractors that were working on our house, and they were telling me their names, but they had masks on. So try to figure out, like, who, by eyes. I'm like, eh.
You're like, Tom, right?
I'm like, I don't know who these people are. So it's difficult now in the mask age. I'm just going to blame it on that.
Yeah. Or maybe they can write their names. Hi, my name is Tom, exactly, on his mask.
Exactly. I like that idea.
I think we should do that here at the radio station. Once, well, there's the three of us here, so it's easy to remember our names. But once we get everyone back in the building, I think we should all return with name tags. Because there are people here in the building that have been here for a long time, and I don't know their name.
I agree, Jeremy. So, I mean, I could not agree more.
Thank you, Bethany.
Finally, this morning, Makeup for Men has been around for a while, but it's always been online. It's not like you can walk down the makeup aisle of the average store and find it, but that is about to change. Makeup for Men has finally gone mainstream. CVS just announced it's stocking a line of makeup for men in about 2,000 of its stores nationwide. Now, the brand is called Strykes. S-T-R-Y-X. And they sell things like concealer, tinted moisturizer, and face cleanser for men. They say, quote, "We don't just take a woman's product and slap a for men label on it. Our products are meticulously formulated for male skin." A survey from last year found that about one third of men under 45 say they'd be interested in trying makeup.
Yeah, I just go to Sephora. I need it for Channel 8 for Las Vegas now. So I go to Sephora and get my stuff.
Well, now you can go to CVS and get a specially made line for men for your skincare needs.
That's it. I will check that out. A little powder on here and there for the greasy face.
Little and makeup. There's so many great makeup tricks. I've learned like the best makeup tricks on TikTok. I learned a concealer trick that I hadn't heard before. You put your concealer on, and typically we all just do it all under our eyes in like a half moon shape. No. You're supposed to do a dot in the inner corner and then swipe up in the outer corner and then just dab it, and it does a lifting effect on your eyes.
Ooh.
I never learned that before. So there's all sorts of cool little tricks out there.
That's a good one. Yeah, does TikTok have guys doing tips for guys, or are they kind of the same tips?
Oh,
almost?
They're mostly men giving the tips.
Are they?
Yeah, like these makeup artists, they're the best I've ever seen. As a matter of fact, that concealer tip I got from a male makeup artist on TikTok. He is so good.
Oh, that's cool.
He has the best stuff. Yeah.
Was that the last one?
Yeah, that's it.
Try. Thank you, Rebecca.
You're welcome, Gene.
Oh, I like to be Gene. Gene's a cool name. Coming up here in the 8 o'clock hour, this is great, 8:25, we have for you a two-night staycation at the D Las Vegas. We got it for you when you win Heads Up. It's Mix 94.1. Sublime, what I got. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning. Do you believe that we all have doppelgangers out there?
I do. I think, or maybe not a doppelganger, but just someone who looks a lot like you. Why?
We have, there's a coworker of ours, and I'll put up so you can see what I'm talking about here. Okay, so you know that coworker? I'll put it on the screen. You see the name?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we worked with this person for a long time, and it finally hit me last night. Who this person has a doppelganger that I used to work with back at the, when I remember, so I talked about this before, back right out of college, or during college, I worked at an inn at a hotel back east. And this coworker, it hit me last night. I'm like, oh my gosh, she reminds me of a coworker I worked with back at the inn named by the name of Dawn. Dawn was her name. And they're very similar, like comparing the two, they look the same. Looking back, they have the same mannerisms as the two. But here's the crazy thing about Dawn that I worked with at the inn. The poor thing, she worked overnights, front desk at the inn. I remember I came in to do my shift, and there were police cars everywhere. There was chaos around the inn. Dawn was held up at gunpoint.
Oh, wow.
She
That's
was
terrible.
I know. They came in, and they supposedly tied her up, and they took the money from the drawer and some other money that was kind of hidden behind the front desk, and they got off with it. Here's the thing, though. There were people there that didn't believe Dawn. They said,
why not?
They thought maybe Dawn was in on it and it was her friends.
Oh, that's messed
that
up.
That came in and robbed the place because, yeah, somebody, I believe Dawn. And she told me her story. She was crying when she told me her story. I believed her, but there were certain managers and stuff said, there's no way. Inside job. Her story doesn't add up.
Aww.
But she was held up at gunpoint. She was robbed. And I look back on that day, too. They're like, I was working the night shift that night. Like, you find working, JC? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. That's something
no worries,
that
fazed
me.
Sir,
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, no worries. Like the police are gonna drive by a couple extra times. Like, that's cool. I'm good with it. Have you ever been like at work and held up by gunpoint or robbed?
No, thank God. Knock on wood. I never have. That's terrifying.
I couldn't imagine.
If you have, like, what was the circumstances? First of all, I'm so sorry. That must have been so scary. But like, yeah, what happened? My husband tells me about this. He told me a couple times. He worked at a grocery store when he was a teenager, and I'm probably messing up this story, but his manager told him, if ever like anyone comes in and tries to rob you, the management said always to call call someone. But his manager told him on the DL, just get out of the store and save your life. So,
yeah.
So I think it happened one time, and he actually hid in the store. I know I'm screwing up the story. If you're listening, Matt, call in, because I totally forgot how it went. But he said it was very scary. Or maybe some guys breaking into his car with a gun or something.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
a
Matt,
couple things
in.
Have happened. I can't remember exactly what. My stories kind of mix up with each other. But he said it's scary. And I can't even imagine how terrifying that would be. And anyone who's gone through it, my gosh, that is just so frightening.
After the Great Dawn incident of 1994, they installed a panic button behind the front desk at the inn. And I'll never forget, it was about 2 weeks into it after the fact. I'm talking to another coworker. It's early Saturday morning. I'm like, do you think this thing works? And they go, press it. I'm like, really?
Oh, gosh.
They press it. They said it goes right to the police station. I doubt it does. It's probably a dummy button. There's no way they hooked it up. I'm like, all right. So I press it. There's no sirens. Nothing goes off. So I press it a couple times. Not even 5 minutes later, Lambertville is the town. All the Lambertville police station is outside the inn. I'm like,
no.
Oh my gosh. And they don't want to come running in because they're not sure if it's panicky, because you see them start to kind of patrol the parking lot. I'm like, oh my gosh, look, they're out there. And
oops.
One of them came in and like, who hit the panic button? And it was right underneath the front desk. And so I told the cops, you know what? I must have pushed it by accident when I was pulling myself in to sit closer to the counter.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's my story. Oh, Beverly, good morning.
Hello.
Hey, what happened to you?
So I was working at Albertson's grocery stores in East Palo Alto back in the day, and the safes were right there. Our office was upstairs. The safe was downstairs in front of our cash registers. And somebody came in, pointed the gun at me, and said, "Kit, give me all the money, bleep money." And held the gun at my head the entire time. I had just dropped all the money, but we had a few $100. So he was very upset, told me to go to all the registers. I had to go to every single register to try and open it up. Of course, there was no money. While this was happening, my coworkers had seen it and called 911, and just watching me from the back, because you're not allowed to intervene. And I was super scared but very calm, which is what we were taught. And within 2 minutes of the police being called, East Palo Alto police came in. Don't know how they got into certain areas. Came in, looked at me, told me 1, 2, 3, and get down. So he said 1, 2, 3 with his fingers, told me to get down. I got down, and they tackled him. Yeah, so it was without incident. But I did find out that particular person had just robbed a liquor store and killed a person.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, let me just say that I am so glad you are okay, Beverly. What a traumatic thing that you had to go through. That I can't even imagine. Do you find that you still get nervous, like, when you find yourself in a similar situation?
There's times when I get nervous. Thankfully, I'm no longer in the store business, but there are times when I'm at places, and I constantly look over my shoulder. But Albertsons actually did a great thing. They put me through, counseling on them. I mean, and thank God for my co-workers, because if they hadn't noticed, I don't know what would have happened.
Can I ask you,
we had no panic buttons.
The police came in, and you made eye contact with the officer, and he was kind of gesturing at you of like, hey, on the count of three. Like, how did he communicate to you that on the count of three, you need to try to duck and get out of the way?
To duck. Right.
How did you maintain your composure?
Yeah.
I would have been a crying, screaming mess. How did you do that?
I was very scared, but when you become a bookkeeper there, they teach you to try and keep calm, do what they say, give them everything that they want, to have no incidents. So I did exactly what I was taught, and yes, there was no incident. And the police officers were great. They came from the back. There was one upstairs that I have no idea how he got in there. And it was, they came from all over. This was back when Palo Alto was one of the number one crime city in the world. So,
you're like, how did you get access to that room? I've never been in there before.
That is insane.
Oh, Beverly, bless you. That is, I'm so glad that you're okay. Thank you for sharing that story with us. That is absolutely incredible. Wow.
I would be the same way. And if an officer is kind of give me gestures, I'm like, what? Count of three? Yeah. Duck? Okay.
No, I'm not 3 years old. I know.
Wow.
No, that's just to be able to stay so calm.
Yeah.
And understand what was happening.